I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I just loved how you explained in your book how you tend to come off as being this maybe too much. You get louder when you're feeling uncomfortable or defensive, and she's the exact opposite. And it was just such a great way to explain the differences between so many of us. We're either not enough or too much, but regardless, both of those inhibit us from feeling free, correct?
Yes, exactly. Most of my relationships, I would say, there's a temptation for me to feel like I'm a little too much. But there are some relationships where, or some even settings or environments where I feel very not enough. And it was just good to start to realize, like, this is my base reaction to things, and this is your base reaction to things. And the cultures we're in are very different, but the answer to all of them is the same. And so we really started asking ourselves, like, what does that phrase mean? And, you know, we're both Christian women. Is it biblical? Like, is what we're saying to each other right? So we really started asking that question first. And what we found as we talked, just the two of us to encourage one another, was this sense that God really is wild, and the way that he created us is wild, and that God really is free, and that he gave us freedom through Jesus. And so we really can kind of stake our claim to those words.
So wild is not, it doesn't equal unconstrained or out of control. It has more to do with this creation that God has accomplished through us, correct?
Exactly. And I mean, I think even just rephrasing what unrestrained looks like, because that is maybe a word I would use, but restrained by what? I would say wild is compelled by the love of our Creator, but maybe not so much restrained by what our culture says we're supposed to be. You know, the best way we can relate it to, Haley and I both laugh a lot that there are a lot of animal references in the book. And you would think that both of us must be just intense animal lovers, but we're not. But that just happens to be the metaphor that tends to work a lot for us. But we say, you know, thinking about wild animals, very sure of what they're meant to do without having to have a lot of input, because they're created beings. And knowing that we're different and humans are different, and at the same time, a lot of the constraints and the conformity that we look to help us feel better and to help us feel at ease is not really necessary if we're children of God, if we're daughters of God.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.